today on Real Ghost Stories Online. Was she having a medical emergency, a sleep paralysis dream? Was it something paranormal or all of the above?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. And yeah, 855-853-4802, our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. If you want to access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, get everything ad-free, you can check that out on Apple Podcasts right now on our premium channel there, or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Todd with you on today's edition of the program. What is going on in your world?
Did a podcast of my own this weekend, and actually did a spirit box session trying to speak with my parents, which is something I've never done before.
And?
I think my dad may have come through.
How so?
There were some responses that matched up with some information that only he would know, or somebody that knew him would know.
Mm-hmm.
And had some K2 meter hits going on during it, and nothing that made sense why that would be going off. At the exact same moments, I was getting some responses. So I have to spend some time listening back to it, but marked probably like 4 or 5 instances in, let's say, a 15-minute session where I thought, like, that could be something.
Now, this spirit box, you're talking like the radio frequency where it's scanning the dial. Is that accurate?
Yep. The SB7 is what I was using.
Okay.
So
it scans
forward or backward, or however you set that up to go. So, and usually, you know, some of those things, you can hear things in some of the response or some of the noise that you hear. Sometimes you hear things that aren't really there. So I'm always really cautious about it. But there were a couple of things that only my dad would kind of know that kind of came through at the exact same time that I would get like a K2 meter hit. Mm. And I'm like, kind of like, I think maybe he was hanging around.
Did you do this in your house?
I did, in my studio.
Okay.
We did it on the podcast. Yeah. So now we'll have to see what we all find.
Yeah. I'm really curious. You'll have to let me know what you discover in that. That's interesting. Are you?
I will.
I've always, you know, people have said, don't do that stuff in your house. I don't know. I've never really, I don't really do that much, but I've also never really followed it much. Were you concerned at all about doing it in your house, about letting some other folks in other than your parents?
I mean, there is a little bit of concern there, because obviously I've had situations where I did some investigating in my house and then I wish I hadn't done that. But for whatever reason, this was a situation where I set parameters and said only people who know me can come through and stuff like that. So hopefully, so far, in the last 2 or 3 days since I did that, nothing strange has happened.
Very interesting. Wow. Yeah. Well, you got to let me know what you determine on that as you go through it. That's cool. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first caller. Hi.
Hello. My name's Terry. I thought I would call in and tell the stories, one that's still bothers me today, and I was hoping to get your feedback on it. About 15 years ago, my husband and I lived in our first small house, and I wouldn't say it was haunted, but there were a few little things that happened there. But one thing did happen that really terrified me. I guess you would call it sleep paralysis, of, you know, from what I've heard and read about, but I don't know. At any rate, it was one morning in the early kind of dawn light. And as I was kind of waking up, I felt a presence kind of next to me, and not in a good way. And as I became aware of it, I started to look to the side of the bed where it was to my right. And I felt this searing pain in my stomach, and it was like the only thing I can liken it to was when I was a kid, I was going to put something in a light socket, and my finger accidentally touched the prong as it went into the socket, and it looked like this bolt of electricity. It felt like a ball going up my arm, and I quickly let go of it. But that's the only thing I can think of to explain what I was feeling. It was like going into my stomach and radiating through my limbs, and I was kind of shaking, and I thought I was going to die. I mean, I believed that I was going to die. And then I heard this kind of voice, but it was not outside of me. It was more inside of me. And I know it wasn't my own thoughts, because I wouldn't have thought of that, because I was panicking and thinking I was going to die. But it said, whatever you do, don't look to your right. Because I was trying, I was kind of frozen. I was wanting to open my eyes. It said, whatever you do, don't look to the right. So it was one of those things that, you think somebody tells you not to do something and you can't help yourself, you do it anyway. I knew better. I knew not to do that. So I didn't. And then it kept going on. And this went on for, of course, it seemed like an eternity to me, but I kept thinking, is this going to stop? And I was aware of this. I knew it had to be this thing, whatever it was, I couldn't see and didn't want to look at, turn to look at, was doing this to me. And it was getting worse. And I thought, well, here, I'm going to die. And, my husband was in the room, and I'm thinking, I'm going to die here. And he's never going to know what happened to me. I couldn't figure out what was happening. And I was so scared. And all of a sudden, whatever it was, my thought process, it seemed like another voice, but again, it wasn't audible. It was within me, said, say the Lord's Prayer. So I did. I started saying the Lord's Prayer, and it stopped immediately. And I felt like it was gone, that there was nothing there, and the pain stopped. And I was sitting there breathing heavily and just feeling like I was exhausted and still just scared to death. I was scared to move. I was scared to, and I had to open my eyes, and I just looked straight up at the ceiling. I didn't want to move a muscle for a little, so I kind of got some idea of what the hell had just happened to me. And in fact, my voice didn't even work. I was wanting to call for my husband, but my voice wouldn't even work. And so I just kind of laid there. I felt like I'd been just like a dish rag. I mean, just no energy, no nothing. But then after, I think I just fell back asleep later on, because I didn't want to move from that spot for a while, and I didn't know what else to do. And I for whatever reason, either I was too terrified or I couldn't speak. So I just fell back asleep and slept for a few more hours. And then when I got up, I looked around, there was nothing around, and I went in and talked to my husband. I'm like, you won't believe what happened to me. And I told him about it. He was just, he believed me, but what do you say? Something like that. But I'm interested in hearing your thoughts about that. If you have had anybody else that has experienced anything like that, I know I kind of looked that up, and sleep paralysis is the only thing I can come up with, but it was the weirdest experience, and it was terrifying at the time, and I've never forgotten it. So nothing has happened. I mean, I never had any episode of a sleep paralysis type thing before that, and I've never had anything like that since. So if you could shed some light on that, I would appreciate it. Thank you, and I enjoy your show very much. I'm glad I found it. Thank you. Bye.
What do you think? Just a regular sleep paralysis experience that would be very troubling, you know, but is it anything beyond that? Because it's such a unique experience when one has that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, you hear all these stories where people feel like they've had some sort of experience and it's kind of written off as sleep paralysis. The thing that I find intriguing is something that happens to me. Like if I have a bad dream and it's really bad, I usually wake up saying the Lord's Prayer like she did and doing the sign of the cross. And I'm not even Catholic, but you know how they do the head, the chest and whatever. I like that's how I come out of a bad, bad dream. So I wonder if maybe it was just a sleep paralysis thing and that helped her kind of push through it or something.
Yeah, it's kind of like a comfort type thing and like, okay, this kind of grounding yourself almost, if you will. I don't know. I mean, it certainly could be something. I could see it. If I were in her shoes and I had that experience, I think I'd still walk away going, you know, was this something explainable? You know, something that is just literally, this is just how my body's working right now. I had this experience. It's not truly paranormal, but it was troubling nonetheless and could kind of come across that way. I don't think you'd really know. I don't think anyone would really know. But nonetheless, it would certainly make you wonder, without a doubt.
Do you think we'll ever get to the point where we truly understand all this stuff?
Even if we do, I don't think we're ever going to be to the point where it's like everyone accepts it as being reality. And I say that simply because people don't accept reality on reality's terms as it is right now.
That's true.
Things that are just flat out factual. You can prove or disprove. People have their own narrative of what they want to believe. And they will believe it. And we've seen that. So to get something that's more fantastical or woo-woo in there, even if we did have ways of proving it, I still think you'd have a good portion doubting it. And that's just how people seem to be, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're probably right.
It's it'd be a stretch. It would take like a very big shift, I think, in I guess, our understanding of things and accepting of things and society as a whole. So maybe we'll be dead, but maybe, maybe at some point, I don't know. It's an interesting one. What do you think?
There was a post over the weekend about flat flat earth believers. If the earth was flat, wouldn't cats have already knocked off everything from the earth over the edge? I thought, boy, that's smart.
That really does play into answering the question. Earth is not flat because cats would have knocked everything off. I completely agree.
Yep.
That problem is solved right there. All right. If you like the show, become a supporter. Apple Podcasts. You can do that there at our premium channel, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd and all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening.